Well, why don't you get out your Bibles? All right, turn in your Bibles to 2 Kings. It's after 1 Kings. I know. You didn't think about that. I think it's on page 301 in my book. Probably not the same as yours. What is yours? 301? Ooh, so close. Second Kings, did I not say that? 3. Second Kings 3, verse 16. Okay, we're in this series. We've been talking about pennies. Everybody remember the story of the pennies? I've explained it twice. If you haven't been here the last couple weeks, you'll pick up on it. We've been talking about pennies. We've been talking about the small thing, that the kingdom of heaven is about the small things that we do. Not just about the big moves of the Holy Spirit, not just about the big encounters that we have with God. Those are great. Those are awesome. But it's about the day to day and what we invest our moments in, our time in. Right? It's about the small things. So the first message that I spoke was, take the pennies. It's all about taking the little things, right? Not just focusing on the big picture, right? Not just focusing on this big move that you're waiting for God to have in your life, but that the day-to-day things would be what makes you who you are, right? Jesus talks about the mustard seed, and he says you plant a mustard seed, which is one of the smallest seeds, and you keep watering it, and it grows into this big tree. Well, the focus wasn't about the tree, it was about the seed. Right? And that's how we are called to live, is focusing on the little things that we do, loving people, right? The small moments that we have with others. It's about the little things that we do. And then last week we talked about the pennies of love. Who knows what story we spoke on last week? Come on, that's an easy one. Yeah, there we go. The Good Samaritan. Right? The Good Samaritan loved first. He stopped and he acknowledged somebody. He stopped and he spent that moment with them, right? It's about the small little moments that we spend with people, right? Love is not about once a year doing something big and grand for somebody and then ignoring them the rest of your life, right? It's about the little things that you do. You know somebody loves you when they stop and they acknowledge you. They stop and they say hi to you. When they continue relationship with you, right? It's about the small things that we do. And so we're going to keep this series going. Title of my message tonight is something I'll tell you in a little bit. 2 Kings chapter 3. I'm going to give you a little bit of a background. 2 Kings, Israel was in this time. We all probably know Israel would come back to Jesus or come back to the Lord, and they would run away from the Lord. And they'd come back to the Lord and they'd run away from the Lord. That's basically what they would do, on and off, coming back to the Lord and then running away, waiting for this big miracle in their life and then running away again. Well, they're in this season of turning their backs against the Lord. All right, so Israel is being ran at this moment by Jerome Bettis. Anybody know who Jerome Bettis is? Yeah, he beat the Seahawks back in the last Super Bowl, two Super Bowls ago. Yeah, it was the Steelers. They stole the game. Pun intended. Jerome was the one who was the king of Israel at this time. And he also was not serving the Lord. He was leading the kingdom, not serving the Lord. His parents were Ahab and Jezebel. Anybody heard of Jezebel? Okay, if you don't know who Jezebel is, she was not a good woman. If anybody's ever called you a Jezebel, you should probably change something in your life or change your friends. But right, they were terrible people, and this was their son. So he wasn't as bad as Ahab and Jezebel, but he wasn't a great king. Right, and so he's going out one day, and he's about to start this war with the Moabs, the Moabites. And so he's preparing his army. His army is ready. And then they go into this land. And in this land of Edom, there was no water, right? And they were starting to get worried that the Moabites would destroy them because they didn't have anything to refuel themselves, refuel their animals, right? There was no water there. And so they're calling on the Lord. right? In one of those desperate times, so they still believe in God. They're not serving him in that time. So they call on a prophet, and the prophet Elisha comes. And he comes to them, and he brings this word that is for them. And this is where we're at in verse 16. He then said, God's word, dig ditches all over this valley. Here's what will happen. You won't hear the wind. You won't see the rain. But this valley is going to fill up with water, and your army and your animals will drink their fill. This is easy for God to do. He will also hand over Moab to you. You will ravage the country, knock out its fortifications, level the key villages, clear cut the orchards, clog the springs, and litter the cultivated fields with stone. In the morning, it was at the hour of the morning sacrifice, the water had arrived, water pouring in from the west, from Edom, a flash flood filling the valley with water. And if you keep reading, they end up destroying the Moabites because God provided for them. Good story, right? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. God, we thank you that you are with us in this room. God, that you're speaking to us. God, that your word is challenging us today. Lord, we're praying and believing, God, that you would speak to us, that we would be challenged by this message. God, that we would be more like you today. And God, that we would learn in every little moment, God, in the moments that we have, that we would turn them to you, God, that we give them to you, that we would live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Sweet. Okay. Just seeing if you're awake. I think there's something pretty profound about this, and I want to go too deep into the whole backstory of all of this, but there's something in the first part that I want us to focus on today. And the first part, the first thing that God says, now remember, they're crying out to God in this moment. They need him. They're desperate. They don't serve God in this moment, but they believe in him. And they're like, oh God, we're coming back to you. Help us out. Right? So they're crying out for this miracle. And the first thing that God says to them is dig. Dig. Dig a ditch. Start digging ditches. Just pick up a shovel and start digging. I think it's pretty cool how God starts out like this. He doesn't say, sit back and wait and watch how I just destroy the Moabites. He challenges them. If you trust me, start digging. Right? If you want this water, then start preparing the ground for when the water comes, you will have buckets to be able to scoop up the water because they'll be in holes, right? Prepare the ground. Start preparing for the water that I'm going to bring. God is challenging them to prepare the ground, not just to wait back, not just to sit and say, okay, God, you take over, not just to say, I trust you, I won't do anything, but I trust you enough that I'm going to spend the entire night digging ditches, right? Remember, they're about to go to war, right? Anybody dug a hole before? Couple people haven't. Right? It's fun, isn't it? It's exciting. Your back hurts afterwards. You get blisters on your hands, right? It's a pretty good workout. So if they're spending their entire time digging ditches, they're probably getting pretty worn out. So they have to be trusting that God is going to fulfill this word in their lives, that they just have to sit. They have to not just sit back, but they have to pick up shovels and start digging, start preparing, start waiting for the rain to come. I believe this is what God is calling us, not just in this moment, just not in this story, but for us in this day, every day, God's called us to be diggers. God has called us to start digging. Title of my message, if you didn't pick up on it, start digging. Start digging. Right? God puts things on our hearts to believe him for something, right? To believe him for change in our life, to believe for our friends, to believe in prayer, to believe for other people, for relationships, to believe him for things. But God also wants us to be prepared for when it comes. See, true faith isn't just sitting back and saying, well, God's just going to do it and I'm just going to stand here and wait. The Bible says faith without works is dead. Right? And that part of that works is getting your shovel and starting to dig. How many of you like digging? Kind of? You like digging? I know a couple people that actually enjoy digging holes. Digging is not always the most fun event, right? You usually don't invite people over to your house to dig holes. Hey, let's dig some holes today. But see, this is the way that God operates in our lives. We tend to wait first and just expect God to bring something great to us. But God is challenging us that we would be digging as we wait, as we would be preparing our grounds and preparing our own soil and preparing and cultivating our hearts for when He does pour out, when He is moving, you're ready for it and you're prepared. God is challenging us to not just be sitting back and waiting. That true faith is not just sitting and waiting for the Lord, but it's going after people. Right? It's challenging your faith. It's acting on your faith. Right? You have faith for your friends to get saved. Well, don't just sit around and wait for God just to do a miracle in their lives. Start speaking the love of God to them. Start being an example of Christ to them. Start digging the holes right now as you're believing that God's going to do a work in their life. Start digging. Start cultivating that ground. Start cultivating your heart and preparing yourself for when God gives you an opportunity to speak the love of Christ to Him. You know what to say. You don't just stand there and kind of stutter, right, you're ready. You've cultivated your heart. You've prepared. You've planned. You've been ready for the moment to be able to speak into somebody's life. This is what God is challenging Israel to do. Is if you're going to trust me for something, well, start preparing. Start planning. Don't wait just for the rain to come, but prepare. You know, and He even says, you're not going to see any wind. You're not going to see the rain start coming. You have to dig now. Right? A lot of us wait for these signs. We wait for something to tell us to move. We wait for some big prophetic word over our life. We wait for somebody to grab us and say, start loving people. We wait for somebody to come and pursue us, to disciple us. We wait for somebody to challenge us and grow us and shape us. But God is calling us to start cultivating it in our own lives. Start digging in your own life. Start looking at the areas that you need growth in your life and start pursuing people to challenge you. You want to grow in your character this year? Ask somebody around you, what are some areas that you can grow in your character? That's challenging. Because you're opening yourself up. Basically, you're saying, tell me where I'm weak. That's hard. Because a lot of people are going to tell you, well, there's this. And you're pretty prideful. And you never listen to anybody. Right? Sometimes that's hard to hear that. Now, obviously, ask the right people. Don't ask somebody that's just going to belittle you and put you down and tell you you're a horrible person. That doesn't benefit you. Right? But if you want to grow in your character, you start asking people that you trust to start challenging you. Right? You want to grow in your ability to disciple somebody? Get discipled. Find somebody in your life that's going to pour into you. Right? You want to learn how to love your friends? Ask somebody to show you. Start getting in your word and asking, God, how do I love better? Start praying and seeking Him for specific areas of your life that's cultivating the ground, that's preparing the ground. I think too many times we're waiting around for God to do some big miracle and change our lives and change who we are and knock us off our horse, so to speak. Most of us don't have horses. And just change everything about us. Rather than in the day-to-day, in the moments of challenging ourselves, of cultivating that ground in our life, of growing ourselves in the Word of God. We're waiting for something great to happen. James 2:17, so you see faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it's dead and useless. That's when our faith comes into action, is when we start preparing it. When we're trusting God for something and we start preparing it in our life. Are we ready for that movie clip? I didn't give you a whole lot of time. I've got a movie clip for us. I want us to watch. It might take a couple moments. You just let me know when it starts playing. But it's not about waiting for God always to move in your life. Here you go. Oop. That's not the... Hold on. Time out. No, it's not the commercial. I think you have to... Yeah, there we go.
Mr. Bridges? Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. He says, behold, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, yet you have kept my word. Taylor, the Lord is not through with you yet. You still have an open door here. And until the Lord moves you, you're to bloom right where you're planted. I just felt led to come and take that today. Mr. Bridges. I told you to come tell me that.
I do.
I admit to you I have been struggling. But I've also been praying. I just don't see him at work here.
Graham, I heard a story about two farmers who desperately needed rain. And both of them prayed for rain. But only one of them went out and prepared his fields to receive it. Which one do you think trusted God to send the rain?
The one who prepared his fields for him.
Which one are you? God will send the rain when he's ready. You need to prepare your field to receive it.
Mmm. I like that part. The whole movie is not awesome, but that part is really good. The acting is superb. I love that question. Which one are you? And I think this is the challenge for me. I think this is a challenge for all of us, right? Sometimes we're both and we kind of switch back and forth. But when you think about your life, which one are you? Are you trusting God for something in your life? Probably. But are you acting on it? Are you cultivating that? Are you preparing the land? Are you digging the ditches right now? Or are you just waiting for the move of God to come? Are you waiting for someone in your life just to challenge you? Are you waiting for someone else to step out? You want to make a difference at your school? Or you want to see your school changed? Are you waiting for someone else to make that difference? Or are you cultivating the ground in your own heart? Are you preparing yourself? Are you reading your word? Are you growing in your knowledge? Are you growing in your character? Are you growing in your ability to go after people and talk about Jesus and talk about your relationship with God? Or are you just sitting back and waiting for the next big thing to happen? I think we all tend to do this at times where we're just waiting for something else. Well, I'm praying, I'm seeking God, but I'm not sure what's happening. I don't see him moving. I don't see what's going on. I don't see changes in my life. I don't see growth in my life. People aren't coming and flocking to me. Well, start cultivating your heart. Start developing your character. Start developing your influence with other people. Right? I think that's God's challenge back to us when we're saying, God, where are you? God, would you show up? God, why aren't you revealing yourself to me? He's saying, why aren't you preparing for me to come and to bring the rain? See, God doesn't want you to struggle your whole life and never fulfill anything in your life. And God can still come and do a giant miracle and just shock you. But it's not about just waiting for a big miracle to happen like the Israelites did. It's about the day-to-day cultivation of your spirit, cultivation of your heart, cultivating your relationships with the people around you. It's about preparing for something great to happen and expecting God to move. Every year we have a camp. We call it GM camp. How many of you have been to GM camp? How many of you haven't? One, two, three? You are missing out for sure. That's an understatement. You are missing out. That's not the point of what I'm trying to say. But camp every year is this huge event that we do and that we put on and that a team of us, a group of us do a lot of preparation, right? We plan for it and we expect every year that God is going to move and we always expect that his spirit's going to show up. We always expect that people's lives are going to be changed. We always expect that people will get saved, right? That people will show up. But we have to prepare the details of it every year. We've already been preparing. We've been in camp planning mode for months already. We are close to having like the whole thing planned. It's going to be ridiculous. Theme this year is Survivor. Get excited about it. We're going to throw you outside and see if you can make it. It's exciting. For 5 days to the death, whoever can survive is the survivor. Only one comes out. Okay, that's not true. But it is awesome. It's going to be a super fun camp. But think about it. Everything that goes into that camp, every experience that you get out of it is planned and prepared. We don't just show up at camp and say, okay, God, make it happen. It's your turn. Right? We don't just sit back and not advertise at all. Right? We're constantly praying and seeking the Lord, but we're moving as we're seeking the Lord. We're planning, we're preparing, right? We're preparing ways to market. We're asking God to give us specific ideas of how to bring new people in so that kids could get saved. Right? We're constantly praying and getting together in groups and asking God and his presence to really fall on people to give us prophetic words before camp. Right? We're also asking God to bring young people there. But at the same time, we're preparing by making like thousands of flyers and trying to make them as cool as possible and trying to make some promo videos to excite people and get them to come and try and push it out to every young person that we see. See, we're preparing for the rain to come. We're digging the ditches in expectation that God is going to move. We don't doubt that he's going to move. We still believe that God is going to rock people's lives, but we still know that we have a part in preparing it and getting ready. Right? Every year it takes 20 cabin and co-cabin leaders to make that camp possible. And it takes even more work crew staff. And we don't wait to see how many leaders we're going to get before we decide how many cabins we're going to have and how many young people we're going to have. We prepare for 100 young people every time, and we prepare that many 20 leaders every time, right? We're believing that God is going to fulfill it, but we're preparing it on the way. This is how God is calling us to live our lives, that we believe him for the great things. We believe him for breakthrough. We believe him for growth in our life. We believe him for spiritual maturity. We believe him for relationships and friendships and people to disciple and people to disciple us. But we have to be preparing along the way, that we don't just sit back and trust, okay, God, I'm waiting for you. Send someone to me. But we start cultivating it in our own lives. So which farmer are you? That's challenging to me. Which farmer am I? Am I just waiting for God to just speak some new revelation to me? Or am I seeking him in my word as much as I can? Am I just waiting for him to just bring people here? Or am I going after people and loving people and inviting them and encouraging them to come? Are you waiting in expectation for God, or are you going in faith and preparing the way for him to come? I believe that that is how God has designed it to be. Yes, God can make miracles happen out of nowhere. And he just does that sometimes. It just shows how mighty he is. But the majority of the time, it's us cultivating our hearts and our spirits and us cultivating the ground around us and us planting little seeds every day. Taking the pennies every day, making the small changes in our lives to pursue him. And God is calling us not to sit around and wait, but to act in expectation, believing that he's going to move. Luke 6:38, it says, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you will get back. It does not say you will receive and then give out of what you've received. The Bible says to give first, right? To prepare first. If you have faith to receive, well, then start giving. See, I think this is where we kind of get it mixed up. We wait till we have a lot of time to invest in people, or we have more time to serve others, or we have more time to get in our word. And we say, okay, God, once I get a little bit more time, once things free up from where I'm at, then I'm going to give. But the Bible says to give first in expectation to receive. We need to give of our lives first and believe that we're going to receive. We need to give of our finances first. Right? Not wait till you get this giant paycheck, but to give out of what you have. See, the widow that came with the small, tiny little coins that were basically worthless, she came and she gave that, and it was all that she had. And Jesus points her out of everybody and said, this woman is full of faith because she gave everything that she had. Right? We're called to give out of what we have. We're called to give out of the time that we have. That's cultivating what God has given you. It's not waiting to receive more. It's giving out of what you do have. It's not waiting till somebody loves you. It's loving them first. It's not waiting for someone to pursue you. It's pursuing them first. It's not waiting for God to change your character. It's about you pursuing it and seeking God and saying, God, I want to grow in my humility. God, I want to grow my kindness. God, help me to be gentle. And you pursue it and you cultivate that in your heart, and then you receive it. That's what God is calling us to do, is to start digging. Start digging in your life. Start digging in the areas that you need to grow. You want to see change in your life? Well, start digging. You still want to see change in the life of the people around you? Start digging so that you can be ready when God is pouring out his mercy over you. He's pouring out his love. When he's giving you opportunities to speak his love to others, you'll have words to speak because you'll be prepared and ready. God wants you to be prepared. He wants you to be ready. He doesn't want to throw you off guard. He wants to fill you with his blessing, but he wants you to be preparing your heart and getting ready for what he has to give you. Luke 6:37 says, do not judge others and you will not be judged. Don't condemn others or it will come back against you. Forgive others and you will be forgiven. Each one of these is acting first. Forgive first. Don't wait for somebody to come and to repent to you or to forgive you. Forgive people first. Don't judge people first. Right? Be the person who lifts people up. Be the person who empowers people. Be the first to love other people. Forgive first. Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be open to you. Seek first, ask first, right? It's preparing and cultivating your heart for what God has for you. This is my challenge for us, is that we would prepare for God's blessing. We wouldn't just wait around. We wouldn't just wait for God to speak something profound to you. You wouldn't wait for somebody else to motivate you to love your neighbor. You wouldn't wait for somebody else to come up to you and say, I want to disciple you. Go get discipled by someone. Go pursue somebody to grow. Go pursue somebody to teach you the word of God and what it means in your life and how you can apply it. Go to somebody and say, how can I grow in my character? Start digging the ditches in your life right now, and God's going to be pouring out. God does not stop pouring out. He does not stop blessing us and giving to us, but we have to be prepared for when he does. Let me tell you this, it's not always in your timing, and it's not always when you think it's right, but it's always in the right timing because it's always in his timing. And we have to trust God for the outcome. We have to trust him for the details. Don't wait for the signs to be changed. Don't wait for signs to show you grow in your character. Do it right now. See, God challenged him and said, look, I'm not going to show you any wind. I'm not going to show you any signs. No clouds, no dark clouds. It's probably going to be sunny outside, but the rain will come. Are you ready for it? See, I think a lot of times we wait for the signs to show us, okay, now I should start loving people. Okay, now I should start acting. Okay, now I should start doing this. Or we start waiting for this big revival to happen. Don't wait. Start digging. Don't wait for somebody else to move. You be the one to move first. Don't wait for somebody to love you. Go love somebody first. It's about the small things that we trade our life for every day. Will you stand with me? Start digging. Start digging today. Start trusting God and acting on that trust. Believe God and act in your faith and start changing the lives of people around you. Don't wait for somebody else to motivate you. Look, do it right now. This is me motivating you. Do it. Start digging. Start digging up those areas of your life. Start seeing the changes that you want and start moving towards it. I'm not saying it's all about your works and what you do right. It's about you trusting God and believing that God is going to move that in you, but you acting on it. You seeking Him. You showing Him the areas of your life you want to grow in. You pursuing people around you. And His Spirit is going to work through you. Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for Your word. God, we thank You for this challenge to be cultivating our hearts and cultivating our minds and cultivating our spirits in preparation for what You have for us. God, we thank You that You always have a plan. You always have a destiny. God, You always have Your heart wide open for us. And God, I pray that we would just be motivated to pursue You even deeper this year, this week, this month. God, we would continue to pursue You in every moment in the little areas of our life. God, we would start digging and believing that You are bringing the rain, God. Father, we love You and we praise You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We'll be blessed this week. We'll see you guys next week.